IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint,
a critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A warm welcome to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio with me, Mohammad Javad, and my guest speakers here in this program, Brother Hussein and Sayyid Abdullah. Brother Hussein, salam, and welcome to the program again.
Wa alaikum salam. I'm glad to be here.
Well, Sayyid Abdullah, salam alaikum. Welcome to the studio again.
Wa alaikum salam, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Well, in these series of episodes, Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio, we are trying to criticize the movie content-wise rather than the artistic features and perspectives. And today, we decide to work on the movie Angels and Demons, which comes as a second sequel to the movie that tried to criticize in the last few episodes, The Da Vinci Code. And hopefully we are going to move on from this movie, the critique of this movie, Angels and Demons, which is produced in 2009, to another of its sequel, which is Inferno. Again, we are dealing with a very famous actor in Hollywood, Tom Hanks, playing the role of Robert, a symbologist or an expert in symbology. He tries his best to stop a secret society from destroying Vatican City. He seeks to decipher various clues in the process, most of which led him to the four altars of science. This is the general plot of the movie. And before the questions, let's take a listen to a short part of the trailer and the movie.
Thousands are gathered in St. Peter's Square. The new Pope has yet to be selected.
We are under attack from an old enemy.
Find Professor London.
He exposed one of the greatest cover-ups in human history.
Da Vinci.
But what terrifying discovery would make the Vatican turn to him?
That's Illuminati.
The Illuminati were a secret society dedicated to scientific truth. The Catholic Church ordered a brutal massacre to silence them forever. They've come for their revenge.
There's a hidden trail through Rome itself. I need access to the Vatican archives.
Access to the archives is only by written decree by the Holy Father.
Fellas, you called me.
Back to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. With me, Mohammad Javad, and my dear guests, Brother Hussein and Sayyid Abdullah. This movie, Angels and Demons, is directed by Ron Howard, and in fact, starring Tom Hanks, Ewan McGregor, and lots of other people from Hollywood. It was given the average rating of 5/10 out of 10 by the Rotten Tomatoes, and 37% in fact gave it, or this movie, The Angels and Demons, a positive review. Metacritic, however, gave this movie a rating score of 48 out of 100. Let me ask you about the general view, your opinion, Brother Hussein. What do you think of this movie, Angels and Demons?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I like this one more than the other one.
Oh.
It was like really action-packed, lots of, you know, there's an explosion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it kind of did seem like a Hollywood movie.
Right.
So I liked it more. And I pretty much only watched it for Ewan McGregor, so...
I see.
Honestly, like...
Yeah, he's a very good actor. He's great. Yeah. Okay. Sayyid Abdullah, what do you think of the movie?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, I didn't see it much different than the first. Also, a lot of agendas. It's, I don't know, a war against religion, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
A war against the Catholic, a war against the Vatican. But obviously, they have to give it a... like an entertaining suspense. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's just, I didn't see anything, you know, that stands out.
Yes.
Like, just behind that chase, you know, just like this chase with time. But yeah, more than that, it was just trying to attack Christianity, attack certain concepts. But
I see.
I didn't get a sense of thrill out of it, to say per se.
As for the box office, it was a success, wasn't it?
Yeah, for both movies, they made triple, even more than triple the budget. They went haywire in terms of, and I guess that always contributes to the fact that it has Tom Hanks in it, and the fact that a lot of people love conspiracy theories,
yes,
and people love mysteries.
Mm-hmm. People also love Ewan McGregor.
Now, obviously, that would be in your case. Like, yeah, so some people love, you know, you've got good actors like Ewan McGregor or even Tom Hanks, and people will go see it.
Yes.
Right? So many elements adds to the fact, and obviously it's a successful book series.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the people would have read the books, and they would want to see it, you know, played in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like I said, like Brother Hussein's, like for him, you know, he would, for example, find it like action packed and stuff like that. So there was this aspect to it.
Mm-hmm.
For me, like, I just, you know, it was just one of this kind of natural... I'm not going to give it any, you know, I'll give it 2 stars out of 5.
I see. Okay, thank you very much. Let's take a listen to a short part of this movie, and then we'll be back with more questions.
The fisherman, which bears the official papal seal, must be destroyed immediately following the Pope's death. The papal apartment is then sealed for 9 days of mourning, a period known as Sede Vacante.
Back to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. We are criticizing the movie The Angels and Demons, produced in 2009. Well, Brother Hussein, in that part, you get this notion of the destroying Pope's seal and 9 days of mourning at the beginning of the movie, rather. Who handles, like, within the 9 days of mourning, you know, there comes the cardinals from all across the globe just to decide the next Pope, right? The successor to the Pope.
Yeah.
So during the 9 days, first of all, why 9 days? All right? And then... who handles the affairs of the followers, the Catholics, the Christians?
So who takes the place of the Pope?
Yes, exactly.
Of course, in the movie, as we saw, the actor who was Ewan McGregor, the character he played, was the priest, right?
Yes.
In that church. And he kind of took charge temporarily until they decided who the next Pope was going to be.
Why 9 days?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And yes. Who...
sorry, I kind of zoned out.
Yeah, who takes the place?
So, of course, the 9 days is kind of the time period where, you know, they have a chance to decide. But the significance of the number isn't very clear to me. You know, there are these, you know, sacred numbers in different religions. For example, the number 3 representing the Trinity, for example, or, you know, any other number that can, you know, symbolize something. But I don't really see a very strong symbolization to anything in these 9 days. And of course, you know, what happens later in the movie kind of shows that, I guess, 9 days is too long.
You know, in most of the, you know, position that people hold in day-to-day, like ranks and posts, usually we know, for example, this is the boss, this is the manager, and this is the deputy to the boss, right?
Yeah.
Can't they, like, act like this, like in Vatican, for example, that they know for sure, for example, this cardinal is going to be the would-be pope if this pope, something happens to him.
I think there's a lot of controversy that
like they do they occur. Have to go through all the rituals that we see in the Vatican yeah. today, you know, and like they smoke, for example, black smoke, like if they don't come to a kind of compromise, if they do it like white smoke, and then it means that a new pope has been decided.
Yeah, of course, there's a lot of, you know, these rituals that they practice. I guess it comes from like a more of a religious factor rather than like a scientific or like, you know, logical sense.
Yes.
But the end of the, at the end of the day, there is a process, and they follow their own process, and they have to reach a result in the end.
Okay. Thank you very much. Let's take a listen to another part of the movie, Angels and Demons, produced in 2009, and we'll come back with its questions and critique. Don't go away.
Today, in St. Peter's Square, the faithful pray that there is among them another leader who can unite their church, which has been so riven by change and dissent in recent years. As the body of the pontiff passes by, we see prayers are being offered by the preferiti, favorites among those being considered to succeed him as the vicar of Christ. At the end of the mourning period, the College of Cardinals will lock itself behind the doors of the Sistine Chapel for conclave, the process by which they will choose a new leader for the world's 1 billion Catholics.
Back to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Javad, and Brother Hussein and Sayyid Abdullah, my guest speaker here in the studio with me. Well, Sayyid Abdullah, we just listened to a part of the movie very much at the beginning, way at the beginning of the movie, and the faithful pray to find a leader uniting all the Christians around the globe. This is a very nice, let's say, idea that most of the religions and religious people could take a lesson from, can't they? Like one person, like unifying all people so that there wouldn't be any discord among different branches and sects and denominations and whatsoever, you know? So this is a nice idea. Why don't Muslims do that, for example? We see a leader in every part of the world claiming to be the leader of the Muslims.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First, the idea and the notion of having a leader is a human nature. It's embedded in the system and the design of human beings. When Allah created man, he created them that they need to live in a system and they have the need to have authority and a person in charge.
Yes.
This is just our, I mean, when we sit together and we want to do something, we automatically say, okay, who's leading? Who's doing what? So we
have this also tradition from the Holy Prophet, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, right? That even if you, when you travel, if you're three, just choose make yourself a boss or something.
Exactly. So you always have that notion because obviously, as a human beings, we were designed, created in a way where we always need a leader. Mm-hmm. So a leader is always needed.
Yes.
Now, with religions themselves, obviously they tapped on that fact where they need a leader as well. So whether Christianity or Judaism or Islam, we have leader figures.
Yes.
Now, after the major figures themselves, the prophets or the imams not around,
yes,
we naturally turn towards a person to unify us. Mm-hmm. So with the Christianity is the Pope. With, for example, the Muslims, their leaders. At least I want to speak for the Shia themselves. Mm-hmm. We have the Maraja. Now, mind you, back in the day, for example, even with Shia,
yes,
we never used to have like more than one marja at a time. We used to have one marja that all the Shia follows, just exactly like a pope.
Yes.
And until recently, like within the last, I don't know, 100 years or so, we started to have different marja where people could follow different marja. And then we kind of got divided.
Yes.
So if we had, even until today, if we had just one supreme leader, if we can use that word,
yes,
borrowed from the supreme leader, if we can have one supreme leader, obviously that's a sign of strength.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sign of unity. This is just where us as human beings like tend to move towards. We want to be unified. We don't want to be divided.
So do we have unity like among Christians by having the idea of a pope?
So Christians themselves, they divide it into sects, right? There's no doubt about it. You have Catholics, you have Orthodox, you have Mormons.
Protestants,
you have so many groups.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, when it comes to leadership, they look up to one. They look up at the Vatican, right? So they don't have two Vaticans, for example. They don't have three Vaticans.
Of course,
they
have one Vatican. Protestants are different, and Orthodox also follow a different person, you know?
Yeah,
they call him the Patriarch, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they have their own. They have their own leaders, in a sense.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, when you look at Christianity, it is represented by the Catholic, by the Roman Catholic Church, and by the Vatican, and by the Pope.
Mm.
That's a cover for all Christians. Doesn't matter where they are from.
Yes.
With us as Muslims, sadly, we don't have that. It would have been very nice
and
a point of strength for us if we had the same kind of notion where we have one leader and it doesn't matter which sect you are.
Inshallah, that will happen under Imam Mahdi.
When Imam Mahdi happens, there would be no more religion. There would be just Islam and he will be the supreme leader of the entire universe.
Exactly.
So that kind of will cancel everything out. So obviously we are yearning for that day to see that where we are always united and we have only one leader, which is the Imam, inshallah.
Yes, inshallah.
But like I said, it's a very nice concept to have, nevertheless.
Thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Hussein, for your nice contribution and your presence here in the studio with me. For the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio, we were trying to criticize the movie Angels and Demons, produced in 2009. Of course, we haven't finished this movie yet, and inshallah, we'll do that in the upcoming and next episodes. We say, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
This is the first sign.
What sort of sign?
Earth, air, fire, water. And the fifth sign.
May God forgive you for what you've done.
Father of God has issues. They won't be with what we've done. They'll be with what we're about to do.
Our church is at war.
This is the first marker. The path is aligned.
You're talking about the moment of creation.
Open the doors and tell the world the truth.
It has to be here!
This is it.
This is the truth.
Angels and Demons.